I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Chris Pyle. Thanks for your support, Chris. Really appreciate it. And we really appreciate it because it allows Jim and I to cram even more music into your ears. This week, we've got a Desert Island Jukebox for you, a bonus jukebox pick. Jim, give us a hint of what you're going to play.
You know, Greg, I love me some one-hit wonders. And often, you know, that's a misnomer. They've had more than one hit or there's other songs. But this is a real genuine. There is one song that you need to hear by this duo.
All right. We're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, what song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
You know, Greg, when we've done 73,000 of these each, rather than just go through the stacks or rack my brain, I'd like to just keep the antenna up and see what is going to be suggested by the universe, right? So I'm on Facebook the other day, and somebody I'm mutual friends with says, oh, you know, one-hit wonders, I'm fascinated by them. My favorite is Since Yesterday by the colorful Glasgow synth-pop duo Strawberry Switchblade. And I'm like, so I've gone down the Strawberry Switchblade rabbit hole, okay? Who were these two women? A pop duo formed in Scotland, 1981, Jill Bryson and Rose McDowell. One song, really. That's it. Mm-hmm. Big hit in 1985, Since Yesterday. And really, they got as much attention in their moment for these flamboyant clothes with all bows on bows on bows and polka dots everywhere, right? It was the new romantic moment, I suppose. But, you know, it's a great song. And these two women were really connected. They had a lot of respect in that synth pop, psychedelic pop scene. First came together and were heard by Bill Drummond and David Balfe, the KLF, mm-hmm, right? The legendary duo that made such a big impact. And, you know, Balfe had been in The Teardrop Explodes with mm-hmm. Julian Cope. They had fans who were in Echo and the Bunnymen, Will Sargent. They worked at one point with Roddy Frame of Aztec Camera. A lot of people loved their voice and what they were doing. Only one hit, and it's a shame because there were, you know, the other songs kind of are swamped by the really dated percussion, you know, that mm-hmm. that man, that 1985 drum machine sound ages badly. I think the big hit Since Yesterday succeeds despite the drums, not because of them, trust me. But there was other interesting things, all of them covers. They did a killer reworking of Dolly Parton's Jolene, mm-hmm. which is like barely recognizable, and a really straight cover of Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground, mm-hmm. which was the B-side to Since Yesterday. Since Yesterday has alternately been described as a track about a depressed person considering ending their life, and also a very mid-80s kind of concern. The day after the nuclear holocaust, we were all convinced it was coming, you know, in the Reagan-Thatcher era. I don't know if I hear that. It kind of sounds like an end of a relationship song. And then there's this really, really bouncy, cheerful la, 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 la in the end of it. Anyway, it's a really great song. Aside from those two covers, Strawberry Switchblade didn't do much else of note, really. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I went through the whole platinum collection and the full albums and not much. But hey, one hit is more than most human beings can ever hope to have, and it's a good song to remember. Strawberry Switchblade. Since Yesterday by Strawberry Switchblade.
Blast from the past. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought about it in probably since 1984.
No, but... and then it pops up on a social media feed, and yeah. It's like, oh, man, I'm happy to remember that tune.
Absolutely. And that is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.